Thank you, Nick. Good morning, everybody. My name is Greg Jackson, and I'm the UK sales manager for Fuji Hunt Photographic Chemicals here in the UK. But I'm also the business development manager for holography for Fujifilm in Europe. So today I'm just going to give you an overview of the new Fujifilm FHL product and give you a bit of an insight into Fujifilm as well. So first of all, Fuji Photofilm in Japan, our president is Mr. Komori, and the business was established back in 1934 with head office in Tokyo and manufacturing worldwide, and there are 223 consolidated subsidiaries around the world, employing in the region of about 75,000 people, and with a revenue of $23.2 billion. Fuji Hunt is a wholly owned subsidiary of Fujifilm and has been since 1989. And Fuji Hunt is the chemical manufacturing division of Fujifilm Group. Although latterly we've diversified into handling the large format inkjet business for Fujifilm and business development of Fujifilm technologies that don't fit into the mainstream distribution and marketing of imaging products. So holography falls into that, and another project, our LAM system, which is a laser ablation marking system. It doesn't fit neatly into the photographic or imaging distribution channel. So that's where Fuji Hunt get involved in the marketing. Fujifilm has a very strong philosophy on imaging and information. That's its platform. And its goals are to constantly strive to develop superior technologies and to continue creating an imaging and information culture. If we look at some Fujifilm technologies, the basic technologies include anything from photographic film to optical design technology, organic material design technology, electronics and software. And Fujifilm has highly advanced technologies in the areas of super CCDs for digital imaging, nanotechnology in lots of different areas, film with optical functionality. I'm not just talking here about photographic film. Fuji are a leader in specialist films used for LCDs, TFTs, plasma display screens, high definition televisions, polarizing plates and optical plates, and also plastic optical fibers is another area of highly advanced technology. Finally, the other area is high-density magnetic storage materials, and more recently the HDV, holographic data storage project, which is a collaboration with a number of different companies. So moving on to Fujifilm holographic film. Naturally, Fujifilm is well known as a film company, and it has extensive technology and expertise in silver halide in the areas of color, graphic, X-ray, motion picture film. But until recently, not in the field of holographic film. Well, why holographic film? Fuji have analyze the imaging sector because it's obviously its core business, and it's looking to see where is the business moving, where will it go next? And it's clearly identified that the next big move in imaging is in the 3D market, and clearly Fujifilm want to be there. There have been lots of technological barriers to getting 3D imaging into the mainstream, and lots of hopes, lots of restarts, but we feel the we're just coming around the corner, and before too long 3D will be mainstream. So onto the film itself. It's a silver halide film with a triacetate cellulose base and fully panchromatic with a high sensitivity. And as Fujifilm is well known for its quality and its consistency, the quality and the consistency are the trademarks of Fujifilm in its emulsions. So what you get is repeatability from batch to batch. You know what you're getting every time. If we look a bit at the film structure, the triacetate cellulose base is 205 micron, and on that is coated an emulsion of 8 microns, and we have a back coating of 7 microns. This isn't an anti-halation backing. The back coating is there to minimize the curl characteristics of the film. Looking more closely at the film base, this is a very high performance material, and Fujifilm is a world-class producer of triacetate cellulose. And just to put it into context, 2006 produced and coated 280 million meters squared in that year, and that's planned to grow to 580 million by 2008. The main growth is in the field of specialist screens for LCD plasma screens, which is a vastly growing market. The film base is quite important not only for its optical characteristics, but the triacetate cellulose doesn't like to stay flat. It kind of ripples and bubbles, and to get the base to stay flat requires a very specialist treatment, and the characteristics of the Fujifilm triacetate cellulose is that it is very flat in its structure. Looking at the grain size, we have a mean grain size of 30 to 40 nanometers, which I think corresponds fairly well to the earlier paper. And this gives a good speed characteristic, 100 to 200 microjoules, again, borne out in the testing carried out by the previous speaker. I already indicated Fujifilm is renowned for its quality and consistency, and that we aim to deliver with Fuji FHL. So you know that every time you take out a piece of film, you know how it's going to behave, how it's going to respond. Resolution is greater than 3,000 lines per millimeter, and the diffraction efficiency is greater than 45%. That's on a CWC2-based development. Diffraction efficiency will vary according to which development process you use. We've been testing the product in the USA and in Europe over the last 9 months, and we've been getting some very good feedback from many of you and other holographers. and we get reports of excellent response for all laser output wavelengths, producing very bright images with low noise, similar speed characteristics to the old Agfa film, approximately 3 to 4 times faster than the Slavic materials, and compatible with a wide range of chemical processes. We've already said the film is panchromatic. This is the spectral sensitivity curve, and the density versus exposure is fairly well matched for the RGB. In fact, looking at that red line coming through again bears out the work carried out by the previous speaker showing the slightly reduced exposure for red. And the area of 560 to 590 nanometer is the ideal safe light filter. So for laser suitability, basically the film operates for any laser output wavelength apart from that 560 to 590 nanometer range. Film is available in a number of different formats, 30x40 in sheets, in boxes of 10 sheets and 50 sheets, 50x60 again in 10 and 50 sheets, and in rolls, 1 meter by 10 meter rolls. And the film is now available in Europe as of the beginning of this month. In terms of film processing, as already said, it's compatible with most chemical formulations, CWC2, pyro, ascorbic, D19, and either rehalogenating bleach or dichromate bleach. Works well with all those combinations. Typically, processing with catechol, 3 to 4 minute development time at 20 degrees C. Bleaching with a standard bleach until the film clears, washing for 3 to 4 minutes. Fujifilm are in the process of developing a specific processing kit for the film, and this will be based on an ascorbic acid developer formulation and a rehalogenating bleach. That's really dictated by health and safety regulations and environmental regulations, which we have to consider for worldwide markets. In terms of resources, we have a new website, which is www.fujihunt.com/holography. And on there is an eShop information, various links, and for the Americas, we also have another website, which is our sister company, Fujihunt USA, and that's fujifilmholography.com. So there we have Fujifilm FHL, a new holographic film, particularly suitable for the display holographic market. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
Well, the obvious question I'm going to ask you is, how do you deal with blue light?
Well, as we discussed earlier, yes, with the grain size of 30 to 40 nanometers, there is some scatter in the blue. So for making full color holograms, there are limitations. The reason for making a panchromatic material was not primarily for the benefit of full color hologram production, but more to contain it to one product rather than having a red sensitive, a green sensitive, and a blue sensitive material.
Yes, the problem, of course, is that the Rayleigh scattering law suggests that blue light will be scattered as it would be expected by some 6th power of the ratio of the wavelengths. Now, to reduce the grains to the point where they're not seen in blue light is quite tough. And although I'm sure what you've shown us in the other room is quite delightful, I'm not sure it will generalize. That would worry me, because you're going to be faced with the sort of problem we've had right the way through the history of thermography. Oh yes, wouldn't it be lovely if we could call blue, then a new emulsion is made, and then somebody says the emulsion needs to be harder, and we've had laughable cases where the chemistry wouldn't work at all because the emulsion was so hard. That sort of problem, you see, always arises. Now, what is really very critical in testing is when you can go and see that panel of yours with brilliant blues on it. And that would be, I think, quite difficult.
Sure. I mean, holographic film design is always a compromise, and you've got to decide what application you're going to use it for. I mean, for particularly for display holography, I think what a lot of people are looking for is high speed and a film which can produce very bright images with relatively low noise. And I think that's what we deliver with FHL.
Yes, although the rigor of it is at 6th power, so we need to see some bright blue wavelengths ASAP.
We'll do our very best.
Renaud from Liège. You spoke about backquoting of the emulsions.
Yes.
I know that ACFA Holotest and Ilfort has no backquoting because it can make a problem for the recording or reflection holograms. What's the situation with your emulsion?
I'm not aware of any problems in reflection hologram recording with a backcoating. As I said, the backcoating is purely a gelatin layer with no anti-halation in there.
But with ACFA, I know the problem. With ACFA, we have stopped to use such a coating because in some situation, it was really impossible to record reflection hologram because we have a scattering with the back, the reflecting the light when back in the emulsions. So I don't see, maybe you have a good back quoting, but I don't see how it, there is no problem with this quoting. Is it completely transparent?
Yes, it is completely transparent, yeah.
ITA, something like this?
I beg pardon?
ITA, the material.
The exact material, I don't know, but maybe my colleague, Mr. Nakai, can elucidate on that. Mr. Nakai is from the Research and Development Laboratory in Fujifilm, Japan. And is responsible for holographic film.
Your question is the material for backcoding?
Yeah, because backcoding makes the problem to record the reflection hologram. It's known from the beginning. ACFA had this problem at the beginning in Ilfort also. And when I worked with ACFA, except if it is completely transparent. And if it is completely transparent, I don't see exactly what's the use of this coating.
Basically, the coating is gelatin. So,
it's only a mechanical problem.
Yes.
Yeah. It's an anti-curl application.
It's anti-curl, so no special protection.
Thank you.
So down the street here on the left-hand side, about halfway down, in one of the rooms, we have a number of display holograms for you to come and see. So come and see us sometime during the symposium.
Question on dispersion. One of the major advantages of so-called Russian material, Kirillov development, was a really monodisperse characteristics. You have 10 nanometers, a very narrow band. Agfa had 30 to 40, but a long, long tail on the right side and the big grains over there, although the number of these grains is small, but dispersion and the scattering is high. What is with your material?
My understanding is that there is the mean grain size of 30 to 40 nanometers is very closed in, and there's very, very few large grains and very, very few small grains. It is optimized for that mean grain size. I hope that answers your question. Glass plates. At this moment in time, there is no intention to produce this emulsion on glass plates.
Can I ask you, have you thought of making an emulsion for dry grain? So you have a machine printing micros, an emulsion with
Again, at this stage, I'm not aware of any plans to do that. Okay. Thank you.